If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. David Haas from Miracle Method, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and Josh Herman from BMO Bank NA. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a short show today. We lost a half hour, so we're just going to jump right into it. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed, condensed show today. Let's welcome back the horns. We forgot the horns. The triumphant return of Frank Wasilewski from Access. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well. David, how are you?
Good. I got a Hanukkah gift for you. You had a shaving accident, and I told everybody that Frank's out for at least 3 months with a shaving accident. So I got you monthly. You're going to thank me because you know I care, right? If I didn't care, I wouldn't have gone out of my way to find a location near your home that would perform this type of service. But a manzillion, a monthly manzillion.
Nice.
So we eliminate any type of shaving accidents in the future. And you could thank me until the end of time. You're welcome.
Yeah, I think it's Tracy that's going to
say that. No,
it's you. We got it.
It was tough fun. I had to call 16 different places.
They all turned them down. It's
all
weird.
I said, how about some extra bleaching? They didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
So sure. I just wanted to thank you for making a triumphant return. Shaving accidents and the nether regions can be dangerous, and you look great.
Yep.
All right. And you want to add on to that?
Yeah. No, do you want to enlighten us a little bit on just...
No, we're just going to blow right through it.
Fair enough. Things are not worth talking about.
Amy did a tremendous job filling in for you.
Yep.
Tremendous job. Outstanding.
Yeah, the bar's real high, Frank.
It got to a point where, like, Frank...
I know. I was wondering the same thing.
Exactly. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Who did that to have Frank? But
yeah,
Amy,
we like him, but Amy's good.
Amy did a great job.
She did.
She did a phenomenal job. Watch your back. That's all I got to say. Even though you're her supervisor,
yeah,
going down the stairs,
and she's hungry.
Yeah, she's very hungry.
Yeah,
I'd have her walk in front of you. I'm just going up and downstairs. I'm just making a generalized statement. Okay, she's very
well. They're Access, so like even if something happened, they'd figure out a mobility challenge solution for Frank.
Figure it out. Maybe that's what she does. Sell another package.
Exactly.
Hey, Frank, I got a great opportunity for you.
Sales opportunity.
What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about our veteran stairlift winner. So we do have a winner out of Frankfort, Illinois. And I want to talk about fall prevention and then a little bit about our Black Friday special.
Like autumn? Like how we could get rid of autumn? Or fall, like is
like
it falling?
Because we're entering into the ice season.
Got it. Makes way more sense
and
now.
And of course, with David here, we want to be talking a little bit about bass safety.
Yes.
Sure.
Mr. Haas, not me.
No, not you.
You're useless. No, we know.
I have amazing safety bath
I'm
procedures.
Sure your etiquette in the safety.
I've got 4 points of contact when I go in the shower.
At all times. I'm surprised you don't have like a harness.
Who says I don't?
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Who says I don't?
Exactly.
You're making assumptions, Jeremy.
Valid point. Let's not assume things. You're right. Thank you.
All right, Frank, if our listeners want to reach out to you.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Your guys came over to put the boxing bag up.
Yeah, we did.
The punching bag.
Punching bag, yeah.
And they also, what they didn't tell you was also they used that same technique in my shower.
I see.
For the harness.
Yeah, they didn't want to tell me that. That's where it gets weird.
I gave him a Benjamin under the tail. Sure. Like, don't tell
Slipped
Jeremy.
Him a Benny.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. Classy move.
We'll edit this out.
Sure.
Nobody will know.
Yeah, no one will know. 312-981-7200,
MegaPros call, text, and photo line. David Haas.
Yo.
Soccer season in full swing for the kids?
It's finally done.
Oh, yeah.
Really done. So, yeah, we're
that's
we're
why he's here
wrapped,
right now.
We wrapped yeah. up, and but now there's some winter training going on.
God, it never
They were
ends.
At it before. No, they were at
How
it
many
at
kids?
8 a.m. I just have two, but one was
just
at, one
two
was
is
at
fine.
It at 8 a.m. soccer this morning.
That is the one sport that I am not getting my kids into, soccer. Like, my kids look
Big
at
mistake.
It, and I'm like, I don't even know that sport. That's weird.
Less games than baseball. So.
Yeah, but you guys play all the time. It's like every season.
Yeah,
I'll go
that.
To the field
you
and they'll be that. Like, oh, softball canceled, baseball canceled. Look at all the soccer parents yeah, out there. It's raining. It's
yeah,
sleeting.
Yeah. Realize I was just saying.
They're so
any
hardcore.
Weather, right?
Any weather
yeah,
they
any
play.
Weather. They
AYSO or something else?
It's the Young Sportsman League for Nolan. And then Zoe and I, we still hang out in the Park District, the Dundee Township
cool.
Park District. So I coach her there.
I coached one season.
And that's all it took.
No,
I talked about that before.
I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
I'd go, AYSO.
AYSO.
My
I did
like,
AYSO.
My yeah. wife's like, you got to go to this meeting.
Yeah.
So I walk into this meeting. It's just, it's forget about it. I walk into this meeting. I'm thinking a bunch of girls running around. There's
no.
six. Okay, maybe five. They're 5 years
sure.
old. There's like 17 pages of rules. I'm like, what's going on here? So
they
so,
can't listen to this.
No, it gets better.
Yeah,
it gets
this.
Better. It gets better.
Those are just the rules for your coaching, I think.
They're so. 5 freaking years old. They're playing for the juice box, okay?
Yeah.
That's all they're doing, playing for the juice box and the
and
the
and
goldfish
being with their friends.
At the end. So I'm teamed up with
Don't
a good friend.
Don't listen to him, Zoe.
Hold on. I'm teamed up with a good friend of mine who played high school and soccer and college soccer.
Okay.
He's setting up cones and doing yeah. ball passes. And,
that's usually and, what a coach does, Dave. Yeah. I just want to point that out. Okay.
Hold on. So I'm just like, okay, I'll set the cone. I don't know anything about soccer.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes,
if it's
we know
me,
this.
They'd start tackling.
Sure.
So he's out one weekend.
Oh, boy.
So I'm in
oh,
charge.
You're in charge.
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
Yeah.
So
Uncle
like,
Dave's here, guys.
No,
hold on. I got the juice boxes already.
I'm in charge. Okay. So I'm like, here's the rules, right? Coach Dave's out. New Coach Dave is in. Your foot touches that ball. Here's the rule. You're trying to hit a goal. So you see that thing down there? You touch the ball. We're going for a goal. I don't care about passes. I don't care about
wow.
which ball, which foot you're
Good
doing.
Good strategy.
What side of your foot?
Way
upside.
To teach teamwork there. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're fine.
As long as I get it in there.
Guys. Yeah.
Did we... We score like 17 goals.
No
and we crush
way.
The
Look
other
like a
team.
Nice. You're brilliant.
And the juice box never tasted so good.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, that's it.
David's right. writing this down right
writing
now.
It.
Haas is like,
yeah.
all right, hold on. So
if,
kick
if,
the ball
if your
every
foot
time.
Foot touches
right
the ball. It's a scoring opportunity.
It's the right strategy You're, in that age group, too.
Thank you very much.
I think he's right.
What are we talking
otherwise
about?
It's like Bumblebee.
Do you take any tips from Ted Lasso? Like, do you just watch that and you're like, all right,
yes,
now I got
yes.
it, right?
Yeah, mostly not to let the kids watch Ted Lasso.
Okay, fair enough. Valid point.
Don't let them watch
Valid
them
point.
Yet.
They're
yeah.
playing for the juice box. We're not going for intercollegiate championships.
Oh, it's hardcore.
Forget about it.
It's hardcore.
All right,
yeah.
Dave, what are we talking about?
So, of course, some good old tile refinishing. We have loyal listeners with huge bathrooms that have options. We don't want to remodel everything. That's our piece to that. But then also, it's right around the corner for the holidays here, and you're going to get together with your family. We want to make sure you're able to check on those relatives of yours and make sure they're, if they have lost a step or two, how can we make sure they're safe in their home, livable homes, that sort of thing.
All right.
Safety
your phone
first.
Number.
Safety first. 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/WGN.
When Aunt Sally goes to the bathroom, you want to make sure Aunt Sally could get down on in the toilet safely, and you want to make sure Aunt Sally could get her rear end up off the toilet safety. Because if Aunt Sally's gone for like 45 minutes, you might have to call an ambulance. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Phone number one more time.
630-832-2250.
Happy holidays, everybody. Millie and Josh from BMO, what are you guys talking about today? How come the microphones? Are your microphones on? There you go. Go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you. Yep, I had a...
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us here, Dave. And thanks, Josh, for having us here as well. We're excited to talk about some important home ownership programs that we have to support underserved and minority communities. Our team is, again, called the Community Home Ownership Advancement. And I'm really excited, again, as part of a team, that we, again, look for down payment assistance affordable programs for, again, minority or underserved communities. Our goal, again, is to actually have home buyers for long-term success. Many times, again, we're looking for, again, ability to have down payment assistance and programs that will make it easier, and not only to get into the property, but we really, really want everyone to sustain
yeah, that's
and stay in that property. That is truly a key.
Getting them is one thing. You don't want to be them calling you 24 months later saying, I can't make the mortgage payment.
Exactly.
Right. And then that you got bigger problems.
Exactly. Many times, again, so you know, again, many people can make the payment for the rent.
Yep.
But again, trying to save additional funds in order to also purchase has been an obstacle. So this is, again, many times the down payment assistance programs that we're looking for that we have to assist down payment. First-time home buyers and not necessarily first-time home buyers as well.
Phone number?
708-497-0492 is my number.
Josh?
847-756-5512.
All right. What are you talking about, Josh?
It's getting close to the end of the year. Time to do an assessment on your financial stability.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Okay.
You know, how
you.
We can help out. You have required minimum distributions that you have to do at the end of the year for those of us that are at that age. And then reviewing your portfolios. That's something we're doing very closely with our clients. There's a lot of up and down in the market right now. It's a good time to review and have an outside investment advising team take a look at what you're doing.
Phone number?
847-756-5512.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I was going to ask Josh, do you have any stock tips? Like something that's just really going to be gangbusters? Like just something that like I got maybe $5,000 and then
in like have to add a disclaimer now.
30 months, yeah, like just, yeah. It's going to be $500 million. Like yeah. Nothing?
What could possibly go wrong there?
Exactly.
I could stay here for days.
Sure.
The problem is Dave will be here for weeks with the
buy soldiers. Apple in 1980. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I'll hop in my DeLorean.
Go back to 1984.
Buy Apple. Got it. Okay.
Great.
Cool.
With that commercial with the lady throwing the sledgehammer through the screen.
Yeah.
That's when you should have bought Apple.
Yeah. Darn it. Darn it.
You're welcome.
And that's why I'm here right now doing what I do because I didn't do that.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I like the safety thing. I want to talk about just the same thing. Age into your home, right? So that's kind of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of customers stay in their house. They get that sexy 2 and 3% mortgage rate. They're not going anywhere because rates are just ridiculous. So just what can we do inside your house to make it livable and easy and comfortable and safe?
All right. And we got your phone number right here.
847-658-8989.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Frank so he could tell me all about how much he's going to enjoy my Hanukkah gift to him. And 708, David Haas, I heard a rumor that David Hochberg was actually Victory Husky at NIU, and that rumor is correct.
I might have started that rumor.
Well, it's a correct rumor.
It's not a rumor if it's true.
It's
though,
true.
Right?
Started as a rumor, now it's a fact.
It was true.
I just confirmed.
It always was true.
It was awesome. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Coming back after the break, Frank Wasilewski from Axis.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy?
Yeah.
Not touching your last name because there's a bet and over under that I'll screw up your last name. Ferrera.
Ferrari.
Ferrera.
Furball.
Ferrera.
Flapjack.
Fight
Club. Fructose.
Farfalle.
Ferrero.
Holy flippin' flap.
Ferrero.
I got it right. I didn't know this was an English class today, which if it is, I'll get another D.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's actually a D+. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 7200. My God, it is my first language. My gosh. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Got a packed show today. By the way, I don't know if I told you this, Frank. I'm hosting for Bob Surratt this Friday, Black Friday.
That's a big deal.
So we heard.
Well, I haven't screwed up the prior 2 years.
Right.
So they
didn't have anybody else to do it because it's planned.
Well, let's not dive too deep here.
Okay.
Let's not dive too deep.
Can you imagine that meeting? Everybody in the W.
Who wants to do it?
No. Have to go back to Hochberg again? Yeah. Well, nobody else will do it.
Literally, our only option is Hochberg. Right. Like, how about the guys on the street? Like, we tried that 1 year, remember?
I'm just telling you.
I get it.
Dean sleeps in the green room, okay? I'm just telling you. So if something goes completely off the rail, we hit the buzzer and Dean comes running.
I believe it.
To take over.
Yeah.
So we're fine.
Sure.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about Stanley. Are we calling him? Are we supposed to be calling Stanley? Or
who's
we,
Stanley?
I thought Stanley was the guy who...
Stanley?
No,
the
not
Frankfurt.
Stanley. No, Stanley's the guy that our listener that called in. Dave. Who was the listener that won the stairlift?
It's a veteran, Richard Kresick, out of Frankfort, Illinois.
You were so close.
You were so close. Stanley, yeah, Stanley was in there somewhere if you jumbled the letters.
Samsonite.
If you guys knew him as well as I do, know him.
Yeah.
His nickname is Stanley.
Obviously.
Okay?
Yeah.
So dive a little deeper on our veteran.
So this was a fun one for us. So
second year in a row you did this? Third year in a row?
No, this is actually our
Second year.
No, our 10th year in a row.
10th year in a row.
We've done it. It's our third year with WGN.
Okay.
Doing it. No, we had actually visited this veteran 2 months ago. And it's 80-year-old veteran and his wife. And they didn't have the money for a stairlift.
Okay.
So Brad said, hey, we got this contest coming up. Why don't you sign up?
Wow.
And this year we had 47 applicants.
Wow.
You know, which is the most we've ever had for the event, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But it, when Richard's name got pulled, everybody in our office was just excited for him to be able to go get it. So we still have some of the, you know, WGN legal stuff to get through. But Amy is meeting with them on Tuesday. And then if all goes well, we'll be popping her in on Wednesday.
Okay. Nice.
That's good. Yeah,
before Thanksgiving. That's cool. What a cool Thanksgiving gift.
Yeah,
I like
it. Let's try and make that happen for him.
Yeah.
WGN legal.
Wow. Well,
it's like pushing an elephant up a hill.
Yeah, when we partnered with WGN to deal, obviously we got a lot more veterans to apply than we ever could.
You have to start in March.
But but there are, you know, when you get, there are some legal things that, you know, we have to get through.
Sure.
Mike.
Yeah. Good luck.
No, it goes well.
But it's great.
Yeah.
80 years old. What branch? Do you know the branch?
I don't know the branch? I don't. So, well, I have all of that information for you be able to.
Will he call in after it's installed?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. So you'll get some pictures.
Get Stanley's information.
Yes.
Get Stanley's
information. I totally want to mess with
him. I call him Stan.
Of course. Oh, so, Big Stan is what you call him, right? Hey, Big Stan.
Yeah. S-Man is what I call him. for the people that know him really well.
Exactly.
So can you get before, during, and after? So so we get the whole feel and that we can post it so our listeners can see what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for news and come back, talk about more about the topics that you would like to cover today. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Frank Wazlewski from Access is
back. Thank you for getting my name right.
Well, yeah. Never Seriously, gets it wrong.
It's awesome. You've done it like four times already this morning. It's incredible. In the first 38 minutes.
All right, you know what?
Bring
maybe
it
Trash,
back.
Maybe Trash his name.
He just
changed. Okay, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Frank Wazlewski.
You just completely... I tell you, I'm hosting Black Friday. Just wanted to put it out there. 312-981 for Bob Surratt.
Who are you filling in for?
Bob Surratt.
Oh, wow.
Guy by the name of Bob Surratt.
Big time.
Yeah, Radio David Hochberg, 5 in the morning. A lot of energy.
6 o'clock.
6 a.m.
I'm going to get here at 5 just to do some deep knee bends.
Sure.
stretch out a little bit. 312-981, because that's what Bob Surratt does.
Of course that is.
Gets here at 4.
Chair yoga. Yeah. I've seen him do chair yoga.
Chair yoga.
I'm going to channel my...
Goat yoga and chair yoga. Those ones I'll never get.
My inner Surratt. So what are we talking about?
Fall awareness, fall prevention, you know, safety for your loved ones.
Yeah.
So this is a time of year where you have, you know, ice is starting to form, right? We're starting to get the
frost. Next week.
Yeah, it's coming.
Tonight.
You know, so the little things that you want to look out for when you're dealing with loved ones that might have mobility issues or are starting to, you know, slow down, their path from their car. You know, when they get out of their car, what's that path look like getting, you know, to their front door or to the garage door? Do you have hand railings up on the staircase? Do you have cracked concrete, you know, that might have shifted and you might have a trip hazard going on? Because the problem is when the snow hits, you don't see that crack anymore, right? And then those are the falls that really hurt. And then from there, just, you know, once they come in, are they carrying groceries? What's that path to the kitchen look like? How are they setting things down? What does the bathroom look like?
Do you do a full assessment if one of our listeners wanted a full assessment?
Absolutely. So we do it for, we do it for almost all of our clients. So when we go in and somebody says, hey, I want to get upstairs, before we even ring the doorbell, we're doing a full assessment on the front of the house and how are they getting into the home? Because sometimes that's more critical.
Well, that's a lifestyle. Like, you're going over their entire lifestyle. Do you ask them what they bought at the grocery store? Like, is it heavy?
Yeah.
Is it
not heavy?
Like, you're really going to get, like,
know.
What's your favorite meal?
Maybe there's
like,
a
recipe?
Can of something I could take home.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're really getting into the weeds, which is amazing.
Yeah. We do it every time. So one of the things that we really like to do when we sit down with our clients is actually sit down and say, walk me through your life. What do you do every day? What rooms do you use? What rooms
don't
do you
ever
not?
Ask Dave that question.
No, I don't want to know. That's right, why I've never been at the
All right, got it.
House.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Set aside 4 hours.
Sure. At least. That's just for till noon. Like, what do you And then I this.
I have a lot going on.
Sure. I get it. But that's amazing. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. You can't give somebody advice without knowing what They do. And when you're watching them go through their life, you can actually see, yeah, they're leaning a little bit right, or they can't really grab that handrail as well as they should. They need another one on the other side.
Do you guys ever change, like, doorknobs?
Absolutely.
Like, right?
Yeah, going from the twist handle to, like, the lever handle.
Hey, I got arthritis. Okay.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, arthritis is actually really, that one's starting to creep up more.
Sure.
More and more as the population gets older. And that can actually be debilitating to the point that you can't open your fingers. So yeah. now you're I've looking at that. It as, you know, somebody who's quadriplegic, which they're not, but you look at it at the same situation and you want to use the same type of devices to help assist them.
Do you do anything different for grab bars then? No, right? Like, what could you do?
Grab
is
bars
it angles
more
or?
Angles and placement, okay. Heights, you know, and that's one of the things that's different from, like, what all of us in this room do versus, you know, a commercial contractor putting in grab bars in a hotel. Right. Those are all set to the general public. There's a specified height you go do it. What we do, what David does, what Jeremy does, when we go out to a home, we can actually have the client, okay, can you please sit on the toilet?
Yeah.
Clothes on.
Everybody,
sit on the toilet.
Everybody's a different height.
Right.
They make people in different shapes and sizes, so let's build it to that
to
person.
To them, right?
Correct.
Because one day you're meeting somebody who's 5'2", who can't use their left arm, and the next day you're meeting somebody who's 6'7", who you know has bad knees. So,
sure.
You know, everything gets placed, you know.
My favorite is when we have to cater to both customers, right? So Mrs. is 5'1", 5'2", and Mr. 6'6", right? And I'm like, how do I do this?
That's when we pepper your wall with grab bars.
Exactly.
Yeah, his and her grab bars.
His and her robe hooks. Yeah, exactly.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So in this day, we are, by the way, you said doo-doo. I picked it up. I didn't want to embarrass you because you were on a roll.
Sure.
You said doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Yes.
That's for my kids.
I know. I'm a four-year-old.
You are so easily
I picked
amused.
It up.
Yeah,
I cracked myself
did.
Up. Sitting here dying laughing.
You're probably
can't say
the
anything.
Only one in the listening audience that picked it up.
Picking up the doo-doo. I'm the only one that counts.
Daddy said doo-doo on the radio.
Doo-doo. That's awesome. No, but in this time and day and age when I found out a bit of information on Thursday that most of our listeners' credit card utilization is over 60%, which means everybody's pretty much maxed out. Okay, and in this day and age when you are thinking about getting something, you know, somebody something that they don't need with money that you don't have, to give a gift like what you just mentioned, a full house overview, safety, mobility check, with the opportunity to invest in that house instead of buying them another sweater or another jacket or another hat and some crap they're not going to wear and it's going to go to Goodwill or the Salvation Army, which there's nothing wrong with donating to those things. But instead of investing money that you don't have on gifts that the people don't need, give something that would be valuable like what you just mentioned.
Yeah, it is an interesting statistic. I was at an event last weekend in San Antonio with about 100 or so dealers just like us from across the country. And they were presenting that only 3% of the homes in America are built for that person to stay in that home all the way through.
Yeah.
You know, the age of,
oh, yeah.
You know, 80, 90 and all the mobility issues. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it's even 3%.
It's 3%.
Yeah.
So
that's a ranch.
Yeah. Well, it's a ranch that has
a ranch with a walk-in with this. Yeah.
Yeah, it already has the sidewalk up to the, you know,
36-inch doors everywhere. Yep.
Exactly.
I have a special caller on the phone. I call him Stanley, but his real name is Rich. Rich, how are you?
Okay.
How happy are you, Rich?
Oh, I'm happy.
What branch of
I just wanted to thank Frank and everybody at Access for this wonderful thing for us.
What branch
and,
of when did you serve, Rich?
I was in the early 60s during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow.
And stationed for 2 years in Germany. I was a forward observer and the battery armorer. And it was a long time ago, but happy to do my 2 years in there, you know.
You're at the tip of the spear, buddy. What is this? Thank you for your service, obviously. What does this chairlift enable you to do, and how will it change your life and your ability to get around your home?
Well, we are in our 80s. My wife has a spine problem with a lot of difficulty in just walking. So we've got a 13-stair flight of stairs, and it's a tough one to get up and down. And I'm having trouble with my legs, and I am legally blind, which doesn't help matters any. So all the way around, it's just great.
Frank, what do you want to say?
Richard, it is an honor for us to be able to do this for you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, Rich, here's what's going to happen. Frank's going to come out. We're going to get some pictures. And after the lift goes in and you've had a couple of runs up and down the stairs, can you call back and tell us, you know, what it's like so other people out there who are having similar challenges like you're having could live what you're living and just completely resurrect their life so you don't have to worry about falling, going up the stairs? Would you do that for us, buddy?
Oh, sure, sure.
All right.
Yeah, and Amy will be out there on Tuesday, so look forward.
Right,
Look forward to being able to go forward from there.
All right, Rich.
All right. Thanks again, Frank.
No, thank you.
Happy holidays, buddy. Thanks for calling, sharing your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I love that. It makes it so worth it.
Yeah.
It really does.
All right. That's cool. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here and come back with Millie from BMO and Josh, 312-981-7200, talking about CRAs, Josh, which means Community Reinvestment Act.
Wow.
Down payment assist. That's what I, 23 years mortgage professional.
That's incredible.
You pick up some things.
Sure.
I'm just telling you. It's why I am the way I am and what I do.
We don't even know.
I make it look easy.
Of course you do.
And we thank you for what you do.
Yes.
You do make it look
Millie,
easy.
Millie, see, it's like... It just keeps coming.
You're so humble about it, too, which is great.
A normal part-time radio host would crumble under the pressure.
Of course.
Not you.
Not me.
Not you.
I've got like two elephants on my
this
back right now.
This is why we love being in this
I love elephants.
And I'm just pounding up that hill, baby.
Yes.
I am just one step at a time.
You're incredible.
It's a game there.
Because I care.
Yeah.
312-981-70. I'm a man of the people, Jim.
You are a man of the people.
312-981-7200. Some call me a Chicagoland treasure.
Hochberg 2024? Is that what we're
let's
saying?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Just, you know, I can't say our candidates are really that
challenges with
awesome,
background
so,
checks. Okay. Well, after seeing the characters running today,
exactly.
I might just skate right in.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. Actually, I should probably consider it.
Might consider it.
I had problems with the background check, but after seeing what's out there
it doesn't matter. You'll actually be all right.
Mine's like a pimple on a rhinoceros's rear end.
Yeah,
I got
it won't even matter.
I guess these guys and gals.
Sure.
312-981-70. Actually, I should run.
I'm thinking so.
Let's throw my hat.
All right,
everybody.
Hi, Mark. I'm in. Mark down the time.
312-981. Mary's calling. Wait, he's now running for political office. 312. We got to get him off air. 312-981-7200. I ran for the school board in Northbrook.
And you won it?
Came in 8th out of 8. 312-981-7200.
It was fixed.
Well, you know what? I just tell people the way it is, and they didn't like it. So 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Josh, did I tell you I'm filling in for Bob Surratt on Black Friday this Friday?
I know, I can't wait.
Did you know?
I didn't.
Breaking news, 6 to 10.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be amazing.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll be up. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
I'll be waking you.
Okay.
312-981-72. I'll be calling you at 4:30 as I'm driving down.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jared, just wanted to make sure you're up.
I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but I'm filling in for Bob today. 312-981-7200. Go. Or you know what? I might leave at 3, swing by Algonquin.
Nice.
Then come by.
Thank you. Yeah, just... Wake me up early. That's exactly what I want to see first thing in the morning.
Call.
Exactly.
Old school, you honk.
Honk a bunch of times.
You don't text. Sure. You know, like back in the 80s when we grew up, We used to honk in the driveway.
Wait. I can't wait for like my daughters to start dating. Mm-hmm. And the first guy, I'm assuming it's a guy, but maybe it'll be a girl. Hard to say in today's day and age. But that person that honks in my driveway, I am going to lose
crack
it. Oh, no. I'm just going to like cock my gun real quick just walk outside. Hey, by the way.
All right. Mr. Hogle is crazy.
Exactly. That's so disrespectful.
Everybody, did you hear what Mr. Hogle did?
Exactly.
He's really nuts.
Yeah. Well, we know.
They'll remember you.
Yeah. Yes, they will.
They won't be honking horns anymore. Exactly. Jeremy Hogle's
that
driver.
That either.
312-91-7200. Millie, we got about 2-3 minutes before the break, then we'll bring you back. Okay, so let's talk about largest obstacle of any homeowner other than credit and a job is down payment and closing costs. Would you agree with that?
I would.
Okay, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my goodness.
More than 20 years?
Yeah, I started when I was about 2, so
yes,
about 1980s.
Okay. Right out of diapers.
Exactly.
So we see it all the time on our site. Down payment and closing costs are the two largest hurdles. And with the home prices continuing to go up, mm-hmm. and with homeowners not leaving their homes due to the low interest rates that Jeremy mentioned earlier, it is getting more expensive to purchase a home, and it's getting more discouraging for first-time homebuyers. But there are programs out there. You know, we've got a 1% down payment program with no PMI, and they throw in some money for closing costs.
Wow.
So
nice.
It's a great program. These are different programs. And everyone's like, well, why are you guys talking mortgages? Why is Millie in here? Why? Because
people need houses still. They need a place to live.
8 million people in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
And there's more than enough programs to go around. So quickly touch upon what a CRA. We got a minute and about 20 seconds before the break. What is a CRA? What does it mean, Community Reinvestment Act? And then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
Right, thank you. Community Reinvestment Act is actually, again, providing and lending in the communities where we live, where we work, and where we serve. So, again, especially we're looking at underserved and minority communities.
Black and brown communities.
Low to moderate income, low to moderate, yes.
And those are areas where they've been passed over.
Historically,
and they haven't had the financing available or the training, right? We talk about housing training and education, which is a huge part of everything that, especially here on the show every Saturday. We bust chops, we have fun, we talk about Frank's manzillions and all that stuff. He probably didn't want me to go into it, or the bleaching, which he really needs, but we didn't want to go into it. But this is important. It's homeowner education. You could buy a home, mm-hmm. great, congratulations.
Yeah,
let's have a part. How do you successfully maintain ownership without getting the red notices? You're 30 days late.
Yep.
You're 60 days late. And when you get 30 and 60, you got a really good shot of being 90. And when you go 30, 60, 90, guess what? 120, comes the freight train around the corner. Because once you hit 120, it gets really ugly.
It does.
And we're going to dive deeper into that after the break. But you've got programs, down payment assistance.
Yes.
And you have also... Any move-in specials, or is it more down payment? Any specials to cover closing costs as well, or is it more down payment that they could use the money for the down payment and then your grants and your funds and then I
think we just need to ask her how it works.
Okay, we're after
the break. And then we'll really know.
Thank you, because it's both. It's both.
Yeah,
okay,
cool. So we just want to know how it works, Millie, to be honest. That's what Dave was trying to say to me.
I loved it. So Dave has been wonderful.
I know,
he's actually setting me up. I appreciate this, Dave. But you're right, again.
All right, smart guy. You want to take us into the break? Go ahead, of course.
312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'd love to hear from you anytime that you want. And is it the Northwestern Media Newsroom?
I don't know. Is next from the Northwestern Media, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Homestead Chicago. Listen, when I start...
That wasn't that bad,
when I start pricing out...
You had to look at a sign.
When I start pricing out kitchens and bathrooms...
Sure.
You could mosey on over
all
here.
All right, fair enough.
Other than that, stay in your lane there, Junior. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line, which you messed up. It's your own company. Uh-huh. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Zero MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'm going to throw it over to Jeremy Hogle. Mr. Transition Expert here. You want to introduce
Millie? Well, first I was just going to say thanks for our listeners for holding on to such a long break, right? I mean, that is a 10-minute break, so I appreciate you for still listening and being with us still.
Way to make it a big deal out of it instead of just blowing right by it.
Exactly.
Rule number one, just blow right by next time. Don't bring it up.
I'm going to start taking notes too.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I guess the question was, Millie, like, how does this down payment assistance work, right? Like, what are the processes? What does it look like? And how are you helping our listeners?
Thanks for that question again. Actually, it varies on the program. So basically, it's always good to have a conversation with the mortgage banker and us, and we'll see how many different programs and products that we can layer with it. Because we found out many people are looking and waiting for 20% down, and we don't need that anymore, by all means. So a couple of different grants that we have, and I'll break one. It's all called our Welcome Home Grant. Now, this has three buckets to it, for example, and it's up to $16,000. Okay. And I say up to because it's 3% is actually based on what we call minority grant, and it's based on how someone identifies themselves. So simply, they have to identify themselves as a person of color, and it would be 3% of the purchase price, maximum $6,500.
Okay.
That's one bucket.
Yeah.
The second bucket is basically if you purchase a property in majority-minority census tract. So there is a website, the FFIEC. There's a geocode. And actually, when you're purchasing a property, you're not going to actually know necessarily until you find it.
Okay.
So this is something, again, we keep in mind, depending, again, on where you're purchasing. But as long as the property is 50.01 majority-minority, that also qualifies for 3% of the purchase price, up to $6,500.
Okay.
So many times, again, it's a minimum of this of $3,500 on the program, period. So $6,500 based on how you identify yourself, up to $6,500 on where the property is located, because that's what you asked. And then there's also a $3,000 based on the income, LMI and LMCT. So basically, if you're 80%, and again, I don't expect everyone to know these numbers, just let us know, we'll let you know. But it's 3% based on whether or not you are low income and purchase in a low to moderate census tract.
So what is considered low income then, just so our listeners?
So right now, again, it's going to be varied again, and thank you, based on where you live. So it's going to be varied depending on what county you live. But for example, 50% of the median income may be around $50,000.
Okay.
80% can go up right now to about $87,000 for the person that is actually applying for the home.
Sure.
And then again, the minority grant can go up to 120%, so maybe even $132,000.
So, I mean, you highlighted a lot of numbers.
I did.
And you said it fast, which is okay, right? So nobody's writing that down. So the recommendation is just, hey, if you're looking to purchase a home and you're having a hard time coming up with that down payment and you are a minority or identify as a minority, reach out to you.
Absolutely. Like
that's the answer.
That's a huge answer. And not only do we have these Welcome Home Grant programs as well, we can also layer with other programs that we have. And many times it can go up to $29,500 or even more.
Wow.
And that's why we said definitely talk to us, let us know, because there's different grants that are not even on this, but we would layer them with them.
When you say identify as a minority, what does that mean? I mean, if you have somebody that came from...
Like Dave. No, Dave's not going to identify as a minority.
I could if I'm going to get 29 grand.
From a different planet. That doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying. That, yeah. No, in all seriousness.
No, I'm serious. I get it.
If my relatives walked off the Mayflower, okay, and have been, and I'm sixth generation or seven, whatever generation, pilgrim, right, and I've got, and I'm solid, you know, with an English descent, right, and I've got no minority blood in me, classified as minority blood, who knows what that means anymore, right? So what type of scrubbing is BMO doing to say, can you just say, yeah, I'm a minority? Or do you have to show any type of proof that why you think you're a minority?
We're actually going to hold you at your word. This is how you self-identify. You're filing an application, an actual legal application, so I would think people would not want to say otherwise. But this is why, again,
that's
never been done before.
It's an ethical thing.
It is an ethical thing. Okay. It's based on how you identify yourself.
Okay, so that's the only barrier.
On the application, you check what it is.
So if you feel and identify as a minority, you could get your those funds. But I'm sitting there as a listener going, you had mentioned, you know, that you identify as a minority, and listeners are thinking right now, well, what does that mean? And you just clarified it, right? If you feel that you're a minority, you got access to how much money?
On this particular one, just based on that, is up to $6,500.
That's a lot of money.
3% of the purchase price.
Okay. And nobody's judging if you think you're a minority. If you think you're a minority,
that's
God
on
bless
the application.
You.
Yes. Okay. You asked it. There's the questions of race and ethnicity based on how you answer that.
And the only reason that I went, because we did go through the Wild West days of the subprime world where, you know, you had people buying 6 to 10 condos.
No income, no assets.
Right. You know, let's just flow a flight against the wall. All right. So if our listeners want more information about these type of products so they could dive deeper, because like Jeremy said, you know, you got three or four people with their notepads writing it down. Mm-hmm. One is Jeremy's wife.
Sure. She's looking for a different house.
Yeah.
Exactly. After today,
Ellen Hogel.
She's like, you said doo-doo and gun cocking in the first hour, Jer. Like, what's wrong with you?
And I've got an opportunity to get $6,500.
Exactly. Or more.
Right. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right. If our listeners want to dive deeper, what's the best way for them to dive deeper to get more information?
I think they should definitely contact us because every person is different. So again, based on all the qualifications that you have, give us a call. We can see again, not only are you qualified for this, but maybe other grants as well.
Is there a website, a phone number? Where's the place that they should go to land on?
We have special mortgage bankers and specialists that handle this. So again, I would say definitely reach out to us.
Yep.
Okay. My number is 708-497.
Slow down. I'm accused of talking fast, and I always say, listen faster, but that doesn't work a lot of times.
708-497-0492.
That's on your desk?
Does that
come right to you?
That comes right to me.
All right, wonderful. And now you can thank Jeremy for the great question.
Thank you, Jeremy, for the great question.
See,
and thank you for slowing me down because
you.
By nature I talk.
That's
quickly.
Okay, so do I.
So in a backhanded so way, she was saying, thank you, David, for that horrible question at the end of last hour and allowing Jeremy to clearly define
the question.
No question
is horrible.
Okay. That's why we're a team.
No question is horrible.
Unless it comes from me. 312-981-720. Thank you for coming to our fine show and sharing that amazing information. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with David Haas, Miracle Method, after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line, Mr. David Haas. Hey, Benny, can you just maybe ask him to cut it down a little more? Maybe I'm just cut it down a little more.
What?
Here's the problem. I bring down the spot fader, and then I forget to bring it up. So that's when we go into breaks, and you don't hear the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bam! That's me. Because I don't
that's
do
you not doing it.
There's too many buttons.
Okay. Wow, you're really having a hard time today. You've only been doing this for how many years? 20?
19. Okay, 19. I'm button challenged.
When is the 20th anniversary? We're running up to that.
Next
then, huh?
October.
We just had 19.
You just missed the 19th one. Thanks for caring.
Do I have to put the headphones on sooner?
Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. What's up, Mr. Safety, we got the safety duo
over
here.
We do. I love it.
I like being on.
They're both wearing blue too.
Man.
Well, it's funny. We had a grab bar question. A customer said, "Hey, how much is it to install a grab bar? Who does that go to?" And I'm like, "Well, technically, all three of us will install grab bars.
Right.
So then we're just gonna bid on it on air. Like, all right, so
eventually that client's gonna have a dollar grab bar.
Yeah,
here we go.
Free. I'm gonna do that one for free."
And a mega
and a mega pros hoodie.
Right.
Yeah, and you get a mega pros hoodie. Yeah.
So 89.
So go ahead, David.
Earl Shaw will paint any car, any color, $29.99. All you kids, Google Earl Shaw. So you and Frank basically hit on the same topic. You both your companies take care of clients' health safety, but you also do refinishing.
Right.
Which saves our listeners thousands of dollars when it comes to refurbing a bathroom instead of a complete tear out.
And we love them for it.
Because you refer your clients over
any of our customers, absolutely. Well, to both Access and to Miracle Method, because you guys have such, amazing companies and B, amazing products. Thanks people.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's unbelievable.
For me, it's really about giving people options. And yeah. I think that we say that too, and we send people your way too, because sometimes we always call it the grenade approach, right?
If sure.
Do you want to do something sort of on the light end, less stress, less mess?
Yeah, remodel's awful.
Tile refinishing. You can try some different colors. If you never really had a dark kitchen counter, for example, you can always blow it up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, but this is going to rejuvenate your surface and add some slip resistance if we need.
Sure.
We talk about safety and those things and give you a new lease on that shower pan or tile floor or tile walls.
Well, what I love is the idea that this isn't my long-term home. Right? So if it's 2-3 years out, I'm going to sell. Like, this is a great way to make it look nice and make it safe. You mentioned the slip resistance. I mean, mm-hmm. you could put that in any finish that you're doing for
exactly
tubs or showers.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly right. And then and sort of like we're talking about with access, we just have the chance to talk with our customers, see what they need, and make sure we can solve their problem.
Yeah.
Okay. I will tell where your product would probably work out in a lot of areas is on, in addition to where they already work out, is investment properties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where somebody buys a circa 1950 home, and it's got the green and the pink with the flowers tile
yeah.
that's just look great.
Well, I'm surprised you know that. Yeah, well, you're right. Pepto-Bismol and Vomit Drink.
Don't green. Judge. Yeah. It was hot back then.
Sure.
And I grew up with it. I got a twitch.
Okay. With the lead paint and all.
Yeah, don't worry about it. How come you're leaning right? Oh, the galvanized pipe. And drinking water and the lead paint and the paint. Yeah. And the lead and the paint. No, but if you buy a complete disaster and you want a quick in and out, and you don't want to spend $15,000 to $25,000 to rip out a
or more
to rip out a bathroom, you get in there, you do the deep clean, and you bring your company in. You could resurface the thing for a fraction of the cost
right.
at a fraction of the time.
Right.
And yeah. you could get that bathrooms
up and running
in under 3 days.
Yep.
Is that really
exactly.
what it under
yeah.
3 days?
Yeah.
Right?
And of course, it depends on what you end up doing and what the scope of work is. But most projects are done within 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
If not faster.
And if you've ever been to David's showroom, what him and his team can do with cabinets is astounding.
Yeah,
about
same thing.
Taking an old wood cabinet and making it look like that, what we're doing now, modern grays and whites and stuff.
Yes, and you did visit.
Yes, I
saw you over the summer.
You have a great showroom.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that.
Damn it. I didn't.
Oh, you really should. You have no idea what they can do until you've seen their showroom.
And I have a lot of plants that you
I'll
can
tell you
see.
What, I visited and brought sandwiches.
I'll bring all the sandwiches.
That's true.
I'll one up you, and I'll bring something to drink it.
No, that's fine too.
You probably didn't bring any beverages.
We are saying this because when you go, as soon as I entered Dave's facility in Addison,
it's Villa Park.
That's what I meant.
On Addison,
yeah. off of North Avenue.
Perfect.
Right. Okay, just south of the railroad tracks.
Okay, MapQuest.
I know exactly where it is,
okay,
on the east
it.
Side of the
Nailed
road.
It. Got it.
Mister, I've never
Nailed
been
it.
There.
Nailed it.
Okay. I said, first thing I said, you would absolutely kill it on the show. And the second thing I said is, you need to meet the Hogels, because mm-hmm. Did I not say that?
Yeah, and I went immediately up there and brought donuts
yes.
to the sales team.
And I said, what you offer, our listeners would consume. Because it is a alternative to investing tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they could do it on a much less expensive tract than calling in Jeremy and yeah. ripping up your entire
Well, they
bathroom.
Still call us. That's the best part. Yeah. So they call us. We come out. We look at it. And we say, hey, it's going to be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to remodel your bathroom. Or try this.
Yeah.
And it works. I mean, some customers are like, yeah, it's not worth it. Like, it is an investment into your house. And
yeah.
and it's just an awesome product and service.
And there's just
offer.
So many, you're just in so many different situations where you can maybe, if you're fortunate to have more than one bathroom even, and you remodel one, and then you do something a little light for the kids bathroom
yep.
or the guest bathroom, powder room, something like that. A lot of good wall tile too. This is something that we see a lot of, that wainscot, that tile wainscot that's all around the whole bathroom, and it's going to just be a really hard thing to demo. And that's like our loyal listener here from that I had told you ahead of time, because the bathroom's just huge. I mean, a 10 by 12 bathroom, you know, you could do
nice.
Cartwheels in
wow.
there.
Wow,
nice.
And it will be one of those, that's a $40,000 remodel.
Least, because
and so,
it's all galvanized and everything.
All right, let's talk about that in more detail.
Perfect.
I just wanted to get out because you mentioned going to a shop. The first time that I went to a shop with sandwiches, Jeremy, yes. It was I was completely blown away with the different options. So we're going to take a quick break. We've got to throw it over the news. 312-981-7200. Come back with more David Haas from Miracle Method after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200.
Good job.
No, he took over the controls.
Yeah, Benny.
You?
No.
I tried to drop it down. It wouldn't let me drop it down. All right, whatever. We'll bail this out at 12:31 because we're off early. Yeah. Okay, so we've got how big's that lady?
10 by 12.
Yeah,
10 by 12, yeah. 120 square
with
foot
a
bathroom,
giant two person jacuzzi tub, and this big full size shower.
And okay,
two
uses.
Vanities. Yeah, they don't use it actually.
Nobody uses it.
Yep. Two times.
Yep,
in the last 25 years.
Yep,
right,
for the kids,
yeah, on their honeymoon.
One because it was romantic, and one for the kids. Yeah, yeah.
And they got drunk and thought they were showering.
So what do you?
So
do
what
for
prompted
that
the
customer?
Phone call was updating the tile, the vanities, the cultured marble vanities that we see everywhere, yeah, that a lot of people have, and anything that was built in 90s and
20s, you know, and 30 such, years ago.
They get this thermal cracking around the drain, and so we could fix it, and that is the beauty of it, and you don't have to worry about the mirror and the cabinets and this thing, and so we will refinish the tile. We'll refinish those vanities, some complimentary colors. They're beautiful. And we'll be out of there in 4 days.
10 by 20 bathroom.
Oh, yeah. And if it's that old,
okay,
forget it. That's a $40,000 to $80,000 bathroom.
Okay. So tear out,
yeah,
to rebuild.
Yeah.
So
yeah, all day.
40 to 80.
Less than five.
Okay.
It's
less
awesome.
Than five.
That's,
yeah,
incredible.
And there's,
okay,
a reason
on,
for it.
How many days?
3 weeks?
3 weeks?
2 to 3 weeks, yeah.
How many days?
3 to 5.
Days. Exactly. Yeah.
You gotta,
this is why they call it miracle method.
It is a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a 120 square foot bathroom.
Yeah.
You're 40 to 80 G's, 3 to 4 weeks out. You're $5,000.
Yeah.
In
and
out
to be fair,
days,
though, I'm not doing the whole bathroom. I'm
sure,
doing all the tile. So it's wainscot tile, it's the shower, it's the floor, and the two vanities. And
you're keeping
it's
the.
And we'll get to keep.
Are you upgrading
the
plumbing
stuff
by chance?
In this case, we don't need to.
Okay.
But there are situations. So, actually, there's a couple fixtures that will get switched out. So that's just your kitchen. Your bathroom faucets. Yeah, the two vanities. So we'll switch out the drains and the faucets. And actually, in this case, the homeowner will do that themselves. And I like to save people money, and I say, hey, are you handy? Do you want to take the faucet off before we get there?
Sure.
No.
And that's, you know, what some people say no, and we accept
handy
that responsibility.
Elaine's more handy than
but
David.
If you're calling, you know, if you're calling Miracle Method and you're looking at options to remodel and you're looking at ways to save money, this is our plan. That's what we want to do for you.
40 to 80. I just want the listeners to,
sure,
think about this, because
you make mine sound bad.
It's a different way
if you want it new,
right,
yeah, and you want that one design and everything, we're the solution.
One,
if you
is
want
not
it cost
right
effective.
It's what the listeners,
correct,
can afford.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so in this day and age, at record credit card debt.
Yeah.
Okay, at nine.
Yeah, we talked about that at breakfast.
$9 billion taken out of home equity line of credits in the past 90 days. Okay, in this day and age, when everybody's leveraged up, you want to do something with your bathroom. You don't have to necessarily do a complete blowout,
no,
for
right
40, 80 grand.
Not at all.
You can make it nice with the current footprint that you're happy with. And just put a little perfume on the pig for $5,000 and completely bring it up to whatever standards you want to with colors and paint stuff.
Yep.
You don't need to blow it out. Now, if you want to blow it out,
yeah,
call you and you'll,
sure,
blow it,
right,
out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's not an ideal design, and we explain that.
We also have the good fortune of having a growing team, and so I have a field manager that goes out and we help the listeners figure out what they want to do, and there are some situations where there's too much tile repair.
Yeah,
or,
I was going to ask you
things,
about the tile,
yeah,
repair. So,
so a floor is the part where I undeniably want to come out and take a look at it and make sure that what we do is going to hold up, because if you have cracking grout and
forget
tile
it
and missing or tile and
all
this,
a bad subfloor,
you know that,
yeah,
yeah, the bad sub, that's exactly what I'm talking about with
product.
A bad subfloor, we're going to help you out by not selling you a job,
yeah,
and recommend that you replace it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's important. So, but the tile that's set on concrete and in condos and some of these
what
other
about,
places.
What
so
about
solid
my shower tile? Because we'll have customers where it's like, hey, I have two or three tiles that are loose. Can you come out and repair those tiles? And I'm like,
You don't want us to be honest. Like, the amount of time and labor it takes to do that is it's not fun, it's not friendly, and it's still going to be a patch job, and who knows. Will you guys come out, repair those tiles, and then put your coating over?
And that might be what you need to do. So that's part of the way to save money, too, is if you have some of those little problem areas, and maybe you have a broken tile or two, the color of that tile won't
matter.
We just find the shape, and we fix the tile, and then spray it on the mat.
That is awesome. That's I love it. So for any of those listeners out there that you have a tile issue and you don't want to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 plus,
right.
call Miracle Method.
Right, right, right.
Or call MegaPros and we'll tell you to call Miracle Method. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect scenario.
Yep.
Frank, and one of the videos or pictures that David had shown me, too, is some of our Southside Chicago residents where you have the tile that's 3/4 of an inch thick that's sitting on top of an inch of concrete, on top of an inch of cement board. And you're able to go out and actually find that, not that exact tile from 100 years ago, but you're able to find that exact shape.
Yeah.
And some of those photos that you showed of the before, after, and during, absolutely amazing what you can do with an existing bathroom that's that
old. Yeah, there are some things that they just don't make anymore. There's some, and you know this, probably 4 3/8 So this is this is in the weeds, but 4 3/8 tile, they stop making it.
Yeah,
so
they don't make it.
So if you have a repair situation there, it's best to try to see if we can fix it first before you.
We got a tile company that can make that tile.
You got one now?
Sure.
I was thinking about 3D printing them or something.
Yeah,
since
we
got to get spray over
just
it.
Make it. Then, 3D printing's not a bad idea either.
Nice. Cost you $40,000 for the one tile.
So, well, 3D printer's expensive.
Yeah, you can print out whatever you want.
So,
no problem.
Dave, here's a listener that texted in. How long will the coating last for with normal wear and tear? Like, let's assume it's your daily driver shower. You only have one bathroom.
Yep.
Everybody's using it. You got some kids.
Yep. 10 to 15 years. 10 to 15 years, and it's going to help you with your... I think the color will go out of style first, but here's the other valuable thing. If you do drop a hammer or somebody has an
accident, a hammer in their shower?
Don't judge.
Well, don't judge.
Well, maybe more realistic.
An axe.
The wrench.
Don't
the
judge.
Plumber.
Okay.
The plumber drops a wrench.
Thank you.
Fixing something, drops the wrench, and we can repair it, and you don't have to break everything out again, and so that's the real selling point.
So you brought up, color's going to fade out or change your color set. How easy is it for you to go in there and redo something you did?
What I mean was the color could go out of style.
No, I meant that.
The color won't fade. But
if somebody did it and then, say, 5 years from now, they want to change from green to blue.
It's definitely possible. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Why pick green or blue for
this is enough. Why I
this
don't
is
design.
A don't. Yeah. Okay. Good call. That's unbelievable.
I wash my tools in the shower.
Of course
while
you
I'm
do.
Showering.
You don't even have any tools.
That's
Dave.
Why it's easy
to,
for me.
I had to talk your wife through your generator issue. Right.
Thank you. When
you're
I
welcome.
Was out, when I was in, when I was
that
in
was
Iowa.
A fun one. It was, and her mom was there, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was hysterical.
What were you doing in Iowa?
I had a meeting.
Running for office.
Had a meeting.
Illinois won't have. He's going to Iowa.
Let's not talk about it.
Classic.
It's good timing.
You come out of this meeting.
You do realize the caucus is next year.
I'm a fast riser. So I'm in a parking lot. My wife calls me, right? 300 miles away. Generator's out.
Okay. Power's out, generator's out.
Power's out, generator. I'm like, okay. What do you want me to do?
I'm in Iowa.
Like, cross my arms, blink my eyes, do genie and pop in. I'm like, well, go downstairs and flip the switch. Okay, didn't work. What do I do now? I'm like, I got people in the back seat of my car. I'm like, give me a second here. So I'm like, who do I? Jeremy Hogle.
Perfect.
I put the bat call in. I put the signal up.
Yeah,
Jeremy, do me a favor.
Awesome.
I'm in freaking Iowa. The thing's out. I don't know what's going on. My wife's about ready to blow up my house, and you walked her through.
It was so much fun. And she's outside. No lights are on. And now she's upset because they're in Northbrook. Most of the neighbors' houses, all their lights are on, right? So she's now upset
that
she's like, my brand new generator on my brand new house isn't working, and it's giant, and I don't understand. Everybody has lights
on. So then
you
said, okay, step one, get Dave's toolbox.
No. No, I said, step one, grab a flashlight.
Dave.
I need you to go outside. Do you know where your generator's at? Do you know what a generator
is? We're not that pathetic.
Yeah, well, okay. Right. Well,
hold on. This is a good story.
So walk them through. But Dave's Dave's mother-in-law is also there, so she's yelling at her mom like, mom, don't come out, like the steps, like watch the step here. I wish I had this on recording. It was hysterical. So finally they open it up. I explained to him, hey, you gotta hit the restart here, you gotta hit this button here, and then you gotta hit this button, right? And it should work. I did not preface what happens next.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I assume they knew that it would turn on. Right? Like, so here she's doing, okay, JR, so all right, let me, all right, so I did this one. What's the step? Okay, all right, I did this one, and now what? And I was like, you're going to push that button, and it should work, right? She pushes that button, and I hear, oh, my God! Just dropping and everything. 2 minutes of silence and just like screams. And I'm like, oh, did I just like hurt Dave's mother-in-law? Did I hurt Dave's wife?
Like green what's wire.
So I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, we just didn't realize it would be so loud. I'm like, that's an engine. And she's just like, we opened it and thought, wow, that's a really big engine. And didn't think it would make that noise. So lo and behold, their power did kick back on, and it was awesome.
It's like defusing a bomb.
It's true love there, baby. Cool.
Days cool. Like my plan worked.
Totally worked. Look at the people I know, right? Yeah. It was good.
So I didn't hear anything for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So I text her. I'm like, is everything all right?
Are we good?
Yeah, Jeremy's great. I'm like, all right, got to go.
Cool.
All right, so we're going to come back. I got a question here.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break.
Oh, that was good.
981. I had a, Mike, if we could get that for the video, that would be good stuff, Mike. 312-981. I'm like 300 miles away. Light generator doesn't work.
Night. Yeah, I'm like, what are we going to do?
I think you got a problem. 312-981-7200. 312. Mr. Mechanically inclined here. Like, I'm going to fix it, right? I wouldn't even know what, I would have called him if I was at home. 312-981-7200.
Yes, you would have.
Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
He looks
here.
Like a wretch.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-9817. 200, go to WGNDavid.com. David Haas. I don't know if I mentioned this yet on the show, but I'm hosting for Bob Surratt on Black Friday.
You're going to call me.
6 to 10.
Dave's going to call me, too.
I'm going to actually leave at 2 now. I'm going to go to Algonquin to get him up. Then I'm going to drive by your house and wake you up. And might as well just stop by Lincolnshire and get Josh going. And Frank's up there somewhere. I'll just make the round robin. So, hey, guys, everybody, wake up and listen.
Let's go.
815. So I have a shower with an inset, and my husband could pull that out. Don't know what that means, but I guess she has a strong husband that could take the shower out. All I want is to replace shower either with that look-alike panel tile walls or tile walls. How much would that cost to have installed? You would probably have to do a pan, too. So do you guys understand what this texture?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, there's at least three people in this room, maybe even four, because Josh is pretty handy too. So you're the only one that doesn't know.
I'm out. Yep. Exactly what is going on? Oh, it says access elevator. Okay, so go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah,
Who wants to start? Can you start, then Dave will chime in, and then I'll finish, or how do you want to do it?
Go.
Yeah, we can all chime in. But honestly, what she's looking to have done is have her existing tub and shower pulled out and then put in either a walk-in or barrier-free pan with tile walls or...
Like a wall product,
something that's easy to clean. Like we have one that is all made out of fiberglass that is just super easy for, you know, to be clean for people with disabilities.
You want to add anything, David?
Well, just that I would look at it to see if it does need to be removed.
Because you could repair
pans. We have that
pans.
Easy step. We have our if it's a tub that she's talking about.
It says.
Sometimes if it's a shower.
We do a
lot of repairs. And so sometimes things just look bad, but they don't need to be replaced. And we'd assess that for you and be able to keep the price down probably.
Sure. She does say how much would it cost to have that installed. Yeah,
For me, if we're just going to be converting it to an accessible shower, we're typically in the 9 to 12 range.
Yep. Sounds right. Yeah. Dave's going to do it cheaper.
Well, yeah, and I wouldn't convert it if that was not the solution. So, I mean, it's sort of silly to try to underbid you. if it's doing something like the Easy Step or something that is fixing the shower pan and tile, it's going to be less than $3,000.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, to complete tear out?
Same thing.
I mean, 9 to 12 is fine if you want like it fancy, and we got to change the plumbing and all that fun stuff. You want a bench and all that, you know, doors.
Lots of ways to accessorize.
You can spend $20,000 if you want to. I don't recommend it, but you could.
But you could. I mean, you could. Yeah, we can import some tile from Italy.
We could. You don't have to though. Yeah. Yep. So there are cost effective ways and less cost effective ways.
Yeah. So honestly, she could have 3 free estimates from 3 different companies that are all going to do it the right way.
Wait a second. Come on. It's not free. It takes time. Let's not waste all of our time here on that. Like, she could text us and we'll give her a number. She'd probably text you guys
too. Honestly,
photos too.
Yeah, photos. Yep.
We're happy to help. Estimate. Any of us are happy to help.
312-981-7200. Here's one for you, Josh. If people cannot afford a down payment or closing costs, how are they going to be able to afford the house when the real estate taxes ratchet up based upon the sales price as well as other ownership costs like insurance, electricity? It's 2008 all over again when people had no skin in the game. You want to chime in on that?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think the down
payment. Is it a question or a statement?
Well, it's a statement.
Okay.
So we'll go with that. But
would you like to address the statement from our 847?
I know.
You know, I look at it this way. At the end of the day, the banks are reviewing and making sure that clients are able to afford their payments. We're not going to give a loan to somebody that their current situation,
correct,
they're not able to meet their needs at the end of the day. You know, and I think the payment assistance really helps our low-income families out there.
Well, Millie said it best. She's like, look, these everyone, all our listeners, they're probably paying rent. Mm-hmm. Rent could be as much as a mortgage, if not more.
Absolutely.
So the issue isn't that they can't afford to live. The issue is they can't save any extra money for the down payment. So to that listener, I don't agree.
Let's dive into it deeper because I want to address it as well. 312-981-7200, but we got Benny's chirping. We got to go to the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And by the way, at 12:30, we have to pack our stuff. So at 12:29, pack your stuff up. We got to run out of here because Northwestern needs a studio. Lots of things going on here today. Sure. Busy day. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Show from Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Joe Brandt's coming up at the bottom of the hour with Blackhawks hockey pregame. So, Josh, I just want to get back. You know, we had a texter call in, text in with their comments about we're going back to 08.
Sure.
And you made the comment that, well, just refresh your comments.
If you could. You know, as far as down payment assistance, and at the end of the day, we're looking to help borrowers be able to get a mortgage, and you know, you're renting a home, you're affording, I'm just throwing a scenario out there, you're renting a home and it's costing you $1,500 a month. If we can get you in a mortgage and own a home pretty close to where
similar payment
to where you're at, that's, you know, that's our objective. You're building up value, you're building up you're owning something rather than paying somebody else.
The biggest difference between 2008 and 2023 is that you are going through, as a borrower and as lenders, both you and I have to put the borrower or borrowers through a much stringent background profile check. We're now pulling your tax returns from the IRS to make sure the income you're giving us actually matches.
Correct. And which is wild that we didn't do that before.
Well, they did it on occasion as a spot check for quality insurance.
Yeah.
Now, every single... That
is wild, right? Yeah. Do we all agree with that? That's insane?
Oh, absolutely.
You got all the stated programs before.
Yeah. They're gone.
We don't do any. We never got involved with
that. Stated income, stated assets, no ratio, all that stuff was gone.
Okay.
So now, what you have to do is... It's basically you're going through different types of checks, right? It's doing a DNA test. You're spitting in a cup. You're giving a blood sample and a stool sample in order to get a loan done now.
Okay.
If you're doing a fraudulent loan, and I've said this on the radio before, right? I don't know how you're getting that loan done with all of the different checks that we have to put you through and the safe gap measures. So in all due respect to my 262 texter here and the other people that were texting, our other listeners, and I respect what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not the Wild West days of 06, 03 through 06, and then the wheels fell off in 07, 08. Yeah. It's not like that. The biggest barrier of entry that we find, that I find in the 23 years as a mortgage loan professional, as an originator, is, yes, you have to qualify for income, and yes, you have to qualify for your credit.
Correct.
Okay, so you need a job. The biggest hurdle is covering the cost of a down payment and closing costs.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's it.
That and what your program and the programs that we have and the programs that BMO has enables borrowers to overcome that challenge.
Correct.
And maybe clear that hurdle a lot easier to enable them to get into a position of home ownership. Yeah. Now, is there a 100% guarantee that that borrower is going to succeed? No. Is there a 100% guarantee that somebody that puts 15 to 20% down or 10% down might not have some type of economic challenge or financial or medical challenge that's going to cause them to not be able to make a mortgage payment in the future? No, nothing's 100%.
Correct.
But you're putting borrowers who don't have the opportunity to buy a home because they don't have enough money to save for a down payment and closing costs, you're removing those barriers and giving them an entry into home ownership, which there's nothing wrong. They still have to qualify under qualifying ratios like everybody else. If you don't qualify, then you're not getting the money.
Yep.
You're not going to put somebody in a home whose mortgage payment 75% of their monthly income.
Yeah, not
no,
happening.
No,
yeah.
Your total debt has to be around 40 to 45%, mm-hmm. which is where we're at.
Yep.
So if you don't qualify for that, you're not getting the money and you're not buying a home. So a lot more
which
safeguards.
Even then, like it, even 40 to 45% seems like
that's high.
That does seem high, yeah. right?
Like, well, that's the acceptable ratio. So I'm not saying that that's where you should be.
That's challenging.
But in some areas, you've got a spouse that might have a lower credit score that's getting paid cash that can't be added on. You
that's
might have
point.
Family members
You're
living
right.
with you that are throwing a couple of shekels in there. We got Maurice. How are you, Maurice, in Chicago?
Hi, guys. Listen, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, it's one thing to come to the table with no money down or 3% down, but wouldn't that make your mortgage payment a little bit more steeper versus someone that came with 20% down?
Sure would.
Yeah,
sure. It's a numbers play here. Absolutely. But again, you're going off of what that person can afford.
Correct.
Okay. And if somebody's buying a home with 0% down or 3% down or getting money to put the 3% down and the mortgage payment is less than or equal to or right around in the same neighborhood as a Grenade, right? You got to be,
that's it.
You know, as long as you're close to your current payment and you qualify, Maurice. Yeah,
right.
If they had an extra 20% down, sure, their payment would be lower. But guess what? Most people, Maurice, don't have 5% to put down.
Yeah. Yep. You put 20% down on a $300,000 house, you have to have $60,000 stashed away.
Who's got that laying around?
It's not.
Well, and then on top of that, you got another $7,000 to $8,000, maybe $10,000 in closing costs.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So again, Maurice, these programs are all we're doing is shedding sunshine on programs that are available. So listeners who might have challenges and obstacles, listen, we got a program right now. If you're within the average median income, 1% down, no private mortgage insurance. That's a huge program.
That's huge.
That competes with anything that BMO's got going on right now.
Yeah, I get it. So really the bottom line is what you could afford.
That's it.
All right. Well, Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. We got to hit a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back and then wrap it up. And then we want to go right into Blackhawks hockey. So pack all your stuff up because we got to get out of here at 12:30 on the button. 312-981-7200. This is Mega Bros. Call, text, photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Hey, Joe Brand, can you please give us an update on the pitching matchups for today for the Cubs?
Can we just be mature about this?
No, I can't. I heard it, and I missed it at the beginning of the show. I just want to hear the pitching matchups. Joe Brand.
Chris Bubich.
Okay, Chris Bubich. 312-981-7200. It's the 13-year-old. It keeps me long here, Tommy. It keeps me young.
You are the oldest 13-year-old I know.
And the biggest.
And the biggest. And the most immature.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joe Brand, how are you, buddy?
He's not a real host.
No, I brought, that's right, a part-time radio host. Go ahead, Joe.
Not much has changed.
It brings you back?
I'll say. Yeah, it does. And I appreciate you calling me in 10 minutes before my show to...
One count on Macy Bedrick.
Bring
runner
up
on. Here's the next pitch. Up and in, fouled back. Caught it. Right back here, caught it with one hand. Feel pretty proud of myself. I don't think anyone caught that on camera, though. First time in my life that's ever happened.
You have more stuff about me than
very
I do.
Cool. The next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down in the dirt. Toss over to first. Will end the inning. So one hit, One runner left on, no runs, and one catch by the broadcaster. 1-0 Flames into the bottom of the third.
That was six years ago now, I think.
Soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
All right, you're just reeling them all out, huh? Are we done? Can I get back to work?
We haven't had you on the show in about a year. You're big time.
Yeah, why do you think?
We're working. You're just not right now.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I'm so pleased that this is work for you, dude.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I just push these buttons and we push some entertainment out.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you push the right button.
Sure, there you go. All right, well, go prep Blackhawks hockey.
That was it? There's not even a question? It's just here. Yeah. Sit down, listen to all your screw-ups over the years and go ahead.
Thanks for coming.
All right. That's what he does.
Yeah. Great to see you all.
See you in a year.
And thanks for the business, Joe. I appreciate you allowing us to do your load. Joe Brandt coming up next with Blackhawks pregame. He's awesome. He's great. All right, let's go around the horn, boys. You want to give us a nugget of knowledge before we leave on what you want to leave our audience with. And by the way, I didn't know if I mentioned this. I'm hosting for Bob Surratt.
Really?
No, I hadn't heard.
Wow. This Friday at 6 to 10.
That's very exciting news, David.
We've got a special for all Home Sweet Home Chicago experts to call into the show to offer our listeners Black Friday discounts,
okay,
which I think is pretty cool.
That
I think
cool.
Everybody, Josh is giving away $10,000.
Oh, I'm
not from
that.
BMO, just of his money.
That's nice of Josh.
Josh
Luckily,
just found
I have Dave's credit card.
Josh just found out about it, so you got to figure out where he's going to get the $10,000.
Yeah,
maybe sell some of your wife's shoes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? We're on the right page shoes. Now.
I know Sharon's got some nice, sweet
and
shoes.
Sharon's going to change the locks on Josh.
She's, she's coming to the next show. So
see, and the nice thing it only take like five pairs.
Well, yeah,
right.
Probably,
maybe.
The ones with the red bottoms and stuff.
Good one.
Good man.
He knows his shoes. Yeah.
That's $1,200. That's $1,200.
I'm leaving it right there. I was going to say something about being in your closet, but I won't because I like you so much. It's a family show. 312-981-72. Frank, great having you back, buddy. Seriously, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Amy did a nice job, but nothing's like the original.
The OG.
OG. Nice job. So, what do you want to leave? What would you like to leave our listeners with?
No, like we talked about today, guys. Everybody, stay safe. Look out for your loved ones. Make sure that they're moving around right. And if you need assistance, don't be afraid to call and ask. There's a lot of people out there that'll love to help you.
And how many of your clients are like Stan from earlier? I know his name's not Stan.
His name's Richard.
Richard. Like Richard, our veteran that was the selected winner of the stairlift. How many?
Here's a gentleman in his 80s. He's got bad knees. He's blind, and he's climbing 13 steps up and down.
His wife had mobility challenges, too. So correct. How is he going to help her? Like,
exactly.
Holy smokes.
Those are the things you really need to look out for because they need assistance.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Give the gift of mobility this winter. What's your phone number?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Mr. Haas, I have an old triple handle shower on a tile wall. Can I replace this with a single handle unit if I do not have access from the back?
Yes.
Yeah, that will do it from the front.
Okay. Yep.
And that's how we do it. And then do that tile repair and we can spray everything to match. Great question.
All right. The hot tub company told us this before installation, maybe 9 inches. I can't remember the type of rock that they require. It has been working fine these past 9 years. You can't even tell. I have no idea what that means.
I think that was a Lou Manfredini one that came in.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I'm listening.
All right. Great. Okay.
So you can talk about rock.
Okay. You can talk about rock. Yeah. What would you like our listeners to leave with, my friend?
Well, surface refinishing being a very viable option to remodeling and looking at updating some surfaces and repairing some things that probably don't need to be replaced. And then I will echo the bathroom safety as you get the opportunity to see your loved ones over the holiday next week. If you do see somebody that needs or needs help living in their home, I think some of the bathroom safety products that we do are really just that great option.
Right. If somebody is now working in second gear instead of third gear, slowing down a little bit, maybe their leg's not lifting up and they're dragging a foot or something, it's something to look out for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
For both of you guys?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, phone number?
We're at 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/WGN.
is your shop open for the public that anybody could come
by?
We
are open all the weekdays from 7 to 5. And then, of course, by appointment, if somebody needs a weekend or evening, we stick around and help out. But, yeah, great way to come in and see what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the location, where is it?
Is in Villa Park, North Avenue and Addison Road.
All right. Yeah, I said Addison, but
I'll bring the sandwiches. I got you.
They're the lovely neighbor, our great neighbors, Addison. Great neighbor. We love the people in Addison.
Josh Herman, BMO, what would you like to leave the nugget of knowledge?
No, just any banking services, anyone needs help with doing a home equity line of credit, investment services, trust and estate planning, love to work with you, and we're here really to help you. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what drives us.
Phone number.
847-756-5512.
Did you see this text? David, please don't be angry when you answer a question we were all wondering about.
It's not angry. It's passion. And your voice does get really loud into the mic. So I wonder if our listeners are like, you got to turn them down.
Hmm.
Right? So if you talk quieter, maybe.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. All right.
Good try, Jeremy.
A lot of fun today, though, I think.
We did. Yeah. It's been a while since you and I were on the show together. So
there's been times where I have been angry, but I've grown and I've started doing Kegel exercises starting at like 10:03, and I am going for the world record holder of Kegel hold through like up to 4 hours.
Wow,
Frank, you could learn something from me. Frank, sure. Just want to let you know,
I learn something from you every
all the time.
What not to do on the radio, sure. Jeremy? What would you like to leave?
Yeah, the only PSA, which hopefully everyone already did because it did get below freezing, is please disconnect your hoses on your house.
Right,
please immediately do that.
Yes,
good point.
And if you didn't and you have a problem, you could call us because you're gonna. And then anything for your home. I think we pointed it out today is that even if you call Mega Pros and it is a bathroom remodel, we're going to steer you in the right direction with either Miracle Method or with Access because these are just great companies to work with and they all offer great service. So we're here to help any customer, any listener for any other needs.
Special shout out to Kevin McDonough, sales rep of two-thirds of the... For schlepping his kids downtown, and for bringing the paisanos, delicious pizza, Kevin. We don't need to see you every Saturday, but if you could just leave your credit card number with Ben, so we could order it. Because you're a shooter here at GN.
He's your rep, and our rep too. So he can handle it.
Because everybody on the radio could see who you were pointing.
Exactly. I know. Well, thank you. I don't care.
Everybody but Josh's rep.
Exactly. Yes, everybody but Josh's rep.
So, cute kids. We love seeing your kids. We don't think they're yours. The DNA test is coming.
Doesn't make any sense. They're like cute and adorable.
Smoke
Kevin's
show
not.
Wife. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely beautiful wife. You look at him. You look at the wife.
It's confusing.
Thank God.
Must be a good sales guy.
Thank God these kids have got a good looking mother.
Very convincing.
If you look like this guy, forget about it.
Sure.
So, again, just leave the credit card number. So, everybody, thank you for listening. We will be back next Saturday at the for a full show. In case you didn't know, I'm hosting for Bob Surratt this Friday from 6 until 10. Thanks for listening, everybody. Blackhawks hockey coming up next. Also, Northwestern basketball and football going on. We got a full show today, but Joe Brand with Blackhawks hockey coming up next. Have a great weekend, anybody. Go Hawks!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. David Haas from Miracle Method. Frank Wasilewski from Access. And Josh Herman from BMO Bank NA. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.